Hello, hello. Welcome back to WPGU. We're coming at you not at our normal time for Can I Kick It, but we're coming at you right now because we have a special guest in the building. Say what's up, Jasper.
What's poppin'? Young Jasper in here, you feel me?
And we got
Finesse Fest in the building, man. What's going on?
Two great up-and-coming, Young Jasper is a rapper. Finesse Fest, he be throwing shows in Chicago. That's what's up. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate you coming down here.
Appreciate it.
So let's start off with you, Jasper. So where are you from?
South side of Chicago.
What neighborhood exactly?
West Pullman.
West Pullman. Okay, yeah, so that's like Pullman. That's like the southest part of it, right?
Yeah.
I've been on there before.
Oh, facts.
Yeah. So like, what was it like growing up down there?
Regular Chicago hood. You know, regular street stuff. You feel me?
Yeah. Just like. Yeah. So how do you think that like molded you into where you are today?
It made me think a certain way, that's for sure. It made me be more attentive to what I'm doing, my surroundings, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it's dope to see you, you know, making music and stuff like that.
Definitely.
So I know from other people and stuff like that, but you talk about a lot in your music, and I've seen interviews and stuff like that, that you're really big into skateboarding.
Yeah, definitely.
You used to skate?
Yeah, I still
skate?
Yeah, he definitely does still skate. I've been skating for like 6 years, a long time. That's pretty much my like whole life right there. Like,
is there a big skating like community in Chicago? You hear about it mostly in LA and stuff like that, but in Chicago, is there a big
Chicago is definitely it's a pretty big skate community. It's just not paid attention to as much as like other places like LA and like New York and like Florida, stuff like that. It's more of a Midwest, you know what I'm saying? Midwest region, so it's within itself. It's just Chicago.
Yeah. So do you skate at Grant Park, or do you just street skate, or is that?
Yeah, street skate, Grant Park. Grant Park is the best park, I mean, in Chicago now, so either Grant Park or street skating. So.
If you guys don't know, Grant Park is like a really big skate park in the middle of Chicago, right in the heart of the city. It's a pretty dope place to go. A lot of crazy stuff goes down there, as you know, Jasper.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, some crazy stuff.
Did you meet a lot of artists when you were first starting up through skating?
Not a lot of artists, but a lot of my connections through music definitely come from like the skate like industry or whatever. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a whole vibe down there, and I'm sure that like influenced your style a lot as well.
100%, like 100%. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I skate, so like I've been skating pretty much my whole life, so it's like I just think a different way. So.
Yeah, it was a whole style that comes with skateboarding. That's why I think it's a lot more popular than something like BMX, is because it's a lot more like, I guess, pleasing. There's not more easy like style that could come with it. Because I know I used to skate too, and like there's a style, you know. I wear Vans to this day.
Yeah,
I don't skate anymore, but
I guess you could put it in that way.
So like, when did you start like getting into music apart from skating?
Like my junior year of high school. My homie was making music on like the baseball team. We'd take trips to Florida, like tournaments and stuff, and it just like playing it on a bus or whatever, and we'd just be turning. I'm like, man, I kind of want to try the studio, and he had a studio, so I went to it.
Oh, swear.
Yeah.
You played baseball in high school?
I played in high school. Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, me definitely. Too. Baseball's a sport.
That's lit.
So you started making music in junior high school. When did you start taking it seriously?
Probably the next year, which is like my senior year, when I started to see that it was like picking up.
So like right away it started making waves in Chicago?
Yeah, like people was rocking with me.
Just through like word of mouth or any like specific outlet or
word
or
of mouth and you? Word of mouth and Twitter and like Instagram and stuff like that, social media. Yeah.
And you said since your friend had a studio, you were recording from early on, you were recording tracks.
Yeah, it was a studio. It was back in the hood. It's like the best studio in Chicago. I don't even tell anybody about it. Like, don't nobody even really know about it. Like,
uh-huh. Oh, this is just your friend. He owned the studio. He signed your baseball team.
Yeah.
That's dope. That's raw.
Yeah.
So like, speaking of social media, your rap name, you go by Young Jasper.
Young Jasper.
But on all social medias, your name is Uno Thresh.
Yeah,
What is the significance of that?
Young Jasper is, that's the pretty boy, you know what I'm saying? And Uno Thresh is the one that thracks up and go to shows and, you know, do his thracks thing. That's what that is.
For those who don't know, what does thracks up mean?
Thraxing is thrashing, you know? Thrash, like, okay, so the skaters know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? We go around thrashing things every day, like, that's what we do.
Thrasher magazine.
So, thrax.
All right, for sure. So, So I was reading up a little bit, and I follow this guy named Mateo Dorado on Instagram, and I saw his, this is before we even scheduled this interview, and I saw Young Jasper under his name. So he manages you?
Yeah, that's my current manager. He helps manage me. Yeah.
So how did you guys link up in the first place? Because I know he's like, he's with Alamo.
Yeah, he's with Alamo. So my homie Lil Jake from Chicago got me in tune with Mateo. Lil Jake and Mateo's like friends or whatever, and Mateo heard about me and he was interested in me and he wanted to, like, you know what I'm saying, help me out or whatever. So he just got in contact with Lil Jake. Lil Jake told me about him and we linked up.
So, and he, well, how, in what ways does he help you? And
I mean, you know what I'm saying, like, he just like pitched my name out to the right people, you know. We just like work together, like whether it's producers or, like, you know what I'm saying, these, well, I don't want to say. I'm not going to say too much.
Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. Yeah. But like, Mateo Dorado, I mean, Alamo Records. Are you signed with Alamo Records?
I'm not signed to Alamo Records. I'm not signed to anyone right now.
Oh, okay, you're independent? Yeah, but I mean, that's a great connect, because I know he's working with a lot of big-name rappers and stuff out there. That's like Smoke Purp's label.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Cometazine, all these people. Yeah. That's dope.
Is the plan to stay independent, or would you sign in the future if the right deal?
Definitely sign in the future if the right deal come, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Go. I know a lot of people talk about being independent, but I mean, a deal, if it's in your favor, you know, why not? If that can help you,
whatever works for you works
exactly.
For you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. So like, I saw also you had an interview with what was it, Modern Mag?
Oh yeah, Modern Life. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, it said every single morning you wake up and you read your daily laws. Tell me a little bit about that.
My daily laws, 48 Laws of Power.
Oh, you read that book? Yeah, I got that book too. You read that a lot?
Yeah, I'm a strong believer in like law of attraction and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I just read the laws and I just try to, like, you know, just go by them.
You finished the book before? Or you just go like law by law?
Yeah, I just kind of look through it and then, you know, different things every day.
Yeah, a lot of people use that as like their Bible.
Yeah, I guess you could say I pretty much ran through the whole book, to be honest with you. Like, just keep reading over and over because the laws are real, you feel me? So
where'd you hear about that book from?
I heard about that book in like fifth grade or something.
Oh really?
I don't know, something.
Is there any specific one that like stands out to you that you like just
law
time?
Of attraction. I forgot which number it was, but the law of attraction, which is very real. I believe in it. You know, I believe the tongue has power, you know what I'm saying? People who you around got power, you feel me? Like,
what is the law of attraction?
Law of attraction. So basically, like I just said, like the tongue, like things that you speak have power. People who you hang around with, like, basically like are a product of your environment. You feel me? So, you know, like, say I'm with like a bunch of money getters, you feel me? I'm gonna eventually start getting money too. Like, you know what I'm saying? We all just gonna start cashing the bag eventually. Like, it's the law of attraction. It's bound to happen, bro. Like,
it's the finesse Bible, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely the finesse Bible.
Yeah, I know a lot of people read that. Actually, I read an article. The reason I bought it is because I was reading an article about Little Bibby, and he said he read that book. He bought that book, and it changed his life.
Word.
And so I was like, I might buy it too. So I bought it. And then I introduced my friend, and he bought it. And it's just like, it helps a lot of people, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So, what do you think separates you specifically from other rappers in this saturated SoundCloud generation that we're living in?
You know, my drip shine more, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I don't tune as much. I have a real voice, you feel me? No shade to like anybody who uses autotunes, but it's only like a few people. So like few people who can really do this, you feel me? And yeah, I got a real distinct voice, you feel me? And I'm prettier.
That's some strong reasons, bro.
Put
you ahead in the game.
Do you listen to a lot of other like rappers that are popping right now, or mainly from the older generation? Or
yeah, of course from like the older generation, but like you know, we look up to like dudes like Wiz now and Travis and like Rocky and like yeah, I listen to a lot of Tame Impala and stuff. Like, I like like other stuff like that.
Mixed
too.
The genres.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like rock and stuff like that?
Yeah.
What kind of rock are you?
Well, I like psychedelic rock.
Psychedelic rock?
Yeah, like Tame Impala is my favorite.
Who else did you listen to growing up?
Growing up, a lot of old school music, you know, like regular black families, you feel me?
You feel me?
Your uncles play at the barbecue or whatever. Stuff like that, you know. Yeah, that's about it.
Beverly.
Talking about Frankie Beverly, rap, hip hop, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
But you had like a very diverse.
Yeah, it was diverse. So it was just like, I can just throw names out there. And it's just.
Yeah, I get you.
But from the start, were you like a fan of all that music, or did you kind of find yourself exploring more away from that?
I found myself.
What your family would listen to.
Yeah, I found myself exploring more of, because like I said, they played a regular like black family stuff. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? I started hanging out and started skating and stuff, and then, you know, that's when I started getting off into like all the psychedelic rock and, like, you know what I'm saying, just other like house music and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, because the skate community is very diverse, yeah, as well, diverse. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
So. And you're talking about your drip, and I see you talk about V-Lone a lot too. Tell me about that. You got V-Lone tat on your hand, right?
I got V-Lone tat on my stomach. It's on my ribs.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. V-Lone, live alone, die alone, you feel me? It's a lifestyle. And you know what I'm saying, it's real deal out here. Like, I've been out here V-Lone, you know what I'm saying, the whole time, you feel me? Like, I still got my guys, you feel me, my team or whatever. But like, you know, at the end of the day, when we die, you feel me, it's just us, and you gotta think for yourself at all times.
So when you're talking about V-Lone, are you talking about the brand too? Is that like part of it?
Same thing. Live Alone, Die Alone. It's like, I don't even look at it as a brand, you feel me? It's more so a movement. It's like a lifestyle, and you just wear it.
Yeah, so do you wear V-Lone a lot too?
Is I got it tatted on me. I wear it every day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay, I get that. Makes sense.
I just copped it.
Yeah. So you've been really like coming in the last year. You've grown a lot. Would you say? So,
definitely. Yeah, a lot.
Cause I've seen you do a lot of stuff on social media. Yeah. You've gone to LA. You've gone to New York.
Yeah.
You've been traveling. You've been making moves, making songs.
Yeah.
What's the coolest thing you've done so far?
Coolest thing I've done so far, maybe probably just hang out in New York. Like, I was just in New York like 2 weeks ago, and like I was just shopping and just like going around to like the garment district. Like, we had the homies, you know what I'm saying, it was just at the underground shops and stuff like that they make clothes or whatever. It was tight, like it was just super urban or whatever. It gave me that New York feel. It was just like the other week, it was lit. That was honestly my coolest time.
You ever been before?
Yeah, I've been like 3 other times.
Yeah. No, New York's a great place. A lot going on there.
Yeah, New York is super busy. Yeah.
And you've been playing shows all over?
Yeah, I've been playing shows all over. So far, Texas, done, where else? I don't know, some other places too.
Yeah, you went to South by, right?
Yeah.
Which places have you found, like,
Texas
outside?
Was a movie. My bad, bro.
No, go ahead.
No, tell us about Texas.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, actually.
Texas was a movie. Talk about it, bro.
So yeah, Texas, we just like mobbed up. We just mobbed up with Valet and Andrew, and you know what I'm saying.
Oh, this is South by. You're talking about?
Yeah.
What's
the
DJ name?
Ooh,
they DJ.
Rio Mac.
Yeah, all them dudes and stuff.
Valet's DJ.
And we pretty much hit a few shows or whatever. It was lit. My favorite show was the World Star event. Shout out to that one.
Gang. We teed up down there, man.
It was just lit.
That's a World Star.
Yeah.
Which places outside Chicago have you found you get the most love in?
Naperville. Naperville is like crazy, yo. Naperville is nuts. Well, it used to be at least.
What, Naperville's the next hot hip hop town?
Yeah.
Nah. It's just where I got the most hype at. Chicago is definitely like, you know what I'm saying? But I get the most hype in Naperville. That's why I say Naperville.
Uh-huh. Wait, like, so, like, you go, I didn't even know there was, like, you went to shows in Naperville, so I don't know, like, it was lit down there.
I mean, for me, it is.
That's crazy. Yeah, no. For those who don't know, Naperville is, like, a suburb outside of Chicago, all, like, up north. So you did all this stuff this year. What's kind of cool stuff you're looking forward to doing in the future?
Shopping.
True.
You know, living better, breathing better, more money, hopefully more teeth in the future.
We going vegan, man. We going vegan.
Really?
Man.
Why?
That's because, you know, like, when you're on tour, man, you can't just be like getting messed up and just like eating bad. Like, you can't just be eating bad.
That's
you
true.
Gotta take care of your body.
I respect that.
Yeah, and Akil's vegan too, so he does really respect.
I'm vegetarian.
Oh, vegetarian.
Maybe one day I'll be vegan.
Yeah. So, other than that, do you have anything planned, like mixtape, album, tours, anything like that?
EP in the works. Yeah.
Okay.
EP is in the works, Dash and Burn. Produced by Bobby Johnson, me and Bobby Johnson project.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So that's just in the works. I don't have a set date or nothing like that. We just, right now, I'm just throwing it out there, you know, throw some snippets out there every now and then, mm-hmm. and we just working on it.
You're just letting it come to you, make it happen naturally?
Yeah, just let it happen.
Is there, like, specific sound that this EP is centered around, or is it just...
Thrash and just burn, like you hear that title? Yeah. Thrash and burn, like, just think about that. That's like some... It's like some... You think of hell. Yeah.
Do you think your music, like... A lot of are you directing it towards like the skate community? Not because you're doing it on purpose, but just naturally your style is skateboarding. So do you think it naturally appeals to that demographic?
No, I think it appeals to anybody who like just vibes with it. Like let it happen naturally. Feel me? I'm not targeting a certain audience or whatever. It's just if you rock with it and genuinely rock with it, then rock with it.
I get you. Yeah.
How definitely. Long have you been performing shows?
About 2 years. It's about as long as I've been rapping.
And from the beginning, did you like enjoy it? Was it weird at first?
No, I hated it. I hated it in the really? Beginning. Like it was terrible. Like I used to do super small shows and local shows, which is okay. But like, you know, I got to know people and stuff like that, but it wasn't the best shows and then like that.
But now you kind of, you
yeah,
enjoy
now
it.
Now it's pretty, yeah, it's like,
at least
crazy now.
You didn't stop, you know, at least you kept going.
Yeah,
cause
exactly.
I'm sure like the first couple of shows are going to be like a dead crowd, you know?
Yeah. I had a lot of shows like that. Like in the beginning,
tell me about that. Like we just went up there,
man. And just went up there, and like certain crowds were like just different kind of people. Like I would just perform, you know. It's just my DJ not on point, you know what I'm saying? And like, yeah, it was just dry. It was just super dry. Like, I didn't have him like back then or nothing like that. I was like just solo, and it was just dry. Didn't nobody know me, you know.
What
just,
do you think changed to make the shows better in the future?
My,
just like connecting with the right people,
yeah,
like gaining fans, all that.
My sound, I feel like my sound developed, so I got like more comfortable, you know what I'm saying, with crowd control and stuff like that. And on top of that, I've gotten bigger crowds. Like I've been in a lot of big crowds lately, so that's been like really good. You know, that's the best.
You think Superboy has helped you a lot with that? You know, getting your name out there, because he went to New York and LA, and he has been pretty big crowds as well.
This is actually the first interaction like. With Super, like I just like, you know what I'm saying, we just started interacting.
Oh, for real?
Literally like a week ago almost, like
swear.
When I got this show. So yeah. Yeah, like we just came about each other.
How did that happen?
The show. We just got on the same show. You headlining and yeah.
Hey, you got booked for it?
Yeah.
That's dope. What other artists, so you're talking about you're working with Bobby Johnson. So what are some other artists that you've met through this music stuff?
I've met quite a few dudes, Comethazine, Bandhunter, Izzy, I've met Rocky, Smokey, I've met Mosey,
that's a pretty heavy list right there. That's dope.
Anyone you still want to meet or work with in the future?
Wiz, I'm trying to get a hold of Wiz Khalifa. I'm trying to get a hold of him. He needs to find me somewhere. I know when he see me, he gonna think I'm hot. So, yeah, it's just about getting into his face. You feel
right.
me?
Right.
Wiz, if you're listening, yo, yeah. work with Jasper, man. Yeah.
Just gotta speak it into existence.
Yeah, for real. And keep grinding. Going back to your name, this is a question I had pop in my head. Uno Thrasher, have any relation to Uno the Activist whatsoever, or?
No, I mean, nah.
It's just that Uno is just...
It's like a lot of people name Young, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people with Lil in the end of their name.
I get you. I guess, no, because, like, I only heard that Uno is only with you, and
yeah.
So I thought there was some connection between
nah.
you.
Nah.
Do you listen to him at all, or no?
Nah, I don't.
All right, for sure. We're going to close off. So you're only 18,
yeah.
right? For those who don't know, very young guy.
Yeah.
You have a lot of time in your career, you know?
Definitely.
What do you want to, like, what is your goal?
My goal really is just to, honestly, my goal is just to live the best life that I can. Cause like, I'm gonna just do a bunch of rock star stuff throughout my lifetime. And that's fun. And I look forward to doing that kind of stuff. So yeah, hopefully like people can enjoy me being me.
Yeah. I mean, that's the goal. If you could be yourself and people can enjoy that, that's life right there.
That's it.
That's dope, bro. And then Finesse Fest.
Yo.
So tell us a little bit about what you like, what you're all about, and what Finesse Fest is.
So I'm basically started off DJing back in 2014.
Okay.
And so I'm a tour DJ. I produce. I throw a lot of exclusive events in Chicago. Okay. And I work with Jasper along with a couple other up-and-coming artists. It's a group called All Costs, group of creators from all kinds of different means of being an artist. So, you know, you got graphic designers and videographers, photographers, rappers, singers, all that stuff.
Like a collective.
Yeah, it's just a full collective. And so I work with them heavy. I'm at All Costs. Jasper, I work with Raven Lene. I'm her tour DJ. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Nope, actually I'm not.
Oh, you know, we're big fans of Raven Lene on this show. Yeah. We talk about her on Can I Kick It a ton, so that's dope. Yeah. And you run a show called Finesse Fest, right? And that's like a...
Also, Finesse Fest is my DJ name.
Oh, okay.
So that's my artist name.
Because, because I was on Instagram and I saw Finesse Fest and you guys, it's like you just basically DJ parties and stuff like that, just all around Chicago.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, so basically... When you search Finesse Fest on Instagram or anything like that, you're gonna see like a red phone, like a hotline phone. That's my brand. So
okay,
yeah. So
so it's a brand as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Dope. Yeah, because you got those pins you gave me. Yeah.
You know what I'm
got the merch.
Yeah. I got a hotline number too, so you could call. I'm gonna answer. It's a 1-800 number. It's kind of funny.
That's dope. Oh, sweet. Yeah, making moves. That's actually pretty like it's creative. I don't think I've ever heard of that before. So I'm doing that.
Yeah, people call the RSVP for events, and you know. Pre-order merch and stuff like that. So
okay, so do you like book venues and stuff like that? Is that part of it?
Absolutely, yeah. Because like when I first started off DJing, I wasn't getting booked because I was a party promoter originally. You know what I'm saying? So like nobody was booking me, so I started booking myself. I would throw my own events with the party promoter friends I have, and book myself as the headlining DJ until like people start to get what's going on.
You gotta do it yourself first.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't wait on nobody.
Yeah.
So then is the plan to like start your own business eventually or just continue growing this brand or
what's
the goal for Finesse Fest?
So basically I want to be one of the top 10 festival DJs on the lineups of big festivals. I want to produce and drop my own projects pretty soon, working with artists that I rock with like Jasper and Ace of Two Times and Solo the Dweeb. But yeah, so I just want to work on music. I want to attack music in all angles. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And producing is a full-time job too. Plus you're doing Finesse Fest, so you're a busy guy.
Yeah, man, a little bit.
Yeah.
Moving around and stuff, yeah.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything specific?
We finna rock out tonight.
Yeah, at the Canopy Club tonight at 9:30.
Canopy Club, you know what I'm saying? Super hell on it. Shout out Super.
Make sure you're there. Tickets are only like $8.
Right, so now, if you get them online, they're going to be more in person. So get them now before, you know, you got to pay more in person. But
This is live?
This is live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at UnoThrash. That's it.
Oof. Period. You can hit me up at Finesse_Fest or FinesseFestival.com or call live at 855-929-FEST Fest.
You did.
Let's get it.
For sure. All right. Well, this has been Can I Kick It? We're going to play the Superboy interview next. So thank you guys so much for coming on. We really appreciate it. Had a good time.
Yeah. Thank you for coming down.
Appreciate y'all, man.